Welcome back to Monday, race day morning. It is Easter Monday. I hope everyone's enjoying the long weekend. I'm with Lizzie Jelfson, Matt Stewart. And Lizzie, let's look back a little bit on last weekend's racing and then towards the championships. The Tancred, what did you make of Sir Dragonet? And was that performance one that could see him competing with Very Elegant Nadeem?
Well, he was just the best horse in the race. I think that's probably what the performance assessment that was made. He travelled well, he moved into it at the right time, and he kicked away, and it was a dominant victory over what I suspect a horse is that, you know, it's not the same as the Ranvet, the form reference, but he did it in such good style that you could definitely envisage him going to another level in a race like the Queen Elizabeth. So it makes it very exciting. I mean, we probably didn't see the best of a Dabe, did we? We saw the best of Very Elegant, but we probably didn't see the best of a Dabe. So can he take it to the next level and bring it up to the mare? And then you look at a horse like Sir Dragonet, who is probably improving this preparation off an improving performance. And then a horse like Mugger 2, whatever he does on Saturday in the Doncaster, you would always suspect that he's going to go to another level at the 2,000 metres, and we just need a little bit of rain around for all of them to be in their sweet spot.
It wasn't D-Day, Matt, but it was good to see the Cox Plate winner return to some form on Saturday, because there'd probably been a couple of disappointing runs or below-par runs this time in.
Yeah, it was interesting that he won on a firm track, a firmish track too, because this wet track, dry track possible scenarios for the Queen Elizabeth, and at the moment the long range weather forecast is for more on the better side than the worse side. And the one thing that all the favourites have in common is that they're all good horses who are great horses when they get cut out of the track. If you look at the market with a Dabe, Very Elegant, Mugger 2, Sir Dragonet, Colette, Avilius, you know, they're all good horses, but they're all dead set superstars on wet ground. So what happens if we get a good three in the Queen Elizabeth in a couple of weeks' time, and who jumps out of the ground? Like, whether it's say if Probabil's still hanging around, does she just jump off the canvas if they get firm ground? And you know, I would think most punters would think Adib is probably going to be the most advantaged by a wet track. Very Elegant a little bit, Mugger 2 a fair bit, Sir Dragonet not disadvantaged, Colette is a mud runner. So I think the overall theme going in is the scenarios of the weather.
Couldn't agree with you more. I would be very nervous about a Dabe on a good four track. I would not be as keen as I am on him, because I remember speaking to Connections when they came down here last year and said, would you bring him back for a Cox Plate? And they said, no, we need soft going, we need cut in the ground. That's why this horse performs at his optimum. And he got beaten in at Ascot because it was a good deck that day, and he won the Champion Stakes because it was that ground had given it. So it shows that he is a much better horse when he has given the ground. I think Very Elegant is probably, she'd be the one I'd be saying that she's just as good on a dry as she is on a wet track. So she's the most versatile out of all of them.
She's the best horse in Australia, man. I don't think we can argue with that anymore. And the fact that Russian Camelot sadly has been retired, it looks the same will probably happen with Arcadia Queen. I know the ownership group and Brave very keen for Very Elegant to have a crack at an arc. Are you worried about our top end, Lizzie? The top end? Because it's going to be thin, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it sort of always is, isn't it? Like, it's unfortunate, but it is always quite thin at that end of town, unfortunately. And I think it's probably deeper than it has been, because when Winx retired, I was a real concern. Yeah. We were searching. We had this champion, and we were searching, you know, feverishly for this next champion. And we were sort of naming every horse was the next Winx. And really, I was actually really frustrating to listen to, because I think I just really appreciated what Winx gave us, and we were searching for that next champion. It was hard to find, and I don't think we have found our next champion, but by geez, Very Elegant is an amazing horse, and she is the best in Australia at the moment.
I nearly fell off my couch on Saturday when Lee Friedman commented after Very Elegant won, and he was referring to Very Elegant and Winx, that he said Maccabi Diva was just, not just, she was a very good horse, but he said these horses are now at a different level to Maccabi Diva. It's It was an extraordinary statement from the trainer who carved out the legend of Maccabi Diva to do what no other horse had done. And, you know, the comparisons to Farlap, she was the next best thing to, since Farlap, and people were arguing whether she was the equal of Farlap. And then for Lee Friedman last week in Sydney, after a very elegant one, to say she's clearly a better horse than Maccabi Diva was, it makes me wonder about whether maybe the overall depth back then was even thinner, or whether Lee was having a moment, and I'm not sure what I made of it all. But I think at the end of the day, Lizzie, what he was basically saying was dipping his lid specifically to Winx, but then also to Very Elegant as a mare who, and I know, Michael, you've been in her camp a long time as well, but I think it's now taken to this absolute point where she is now quite confidently regarded as one of the great mares of modern times, probably better than More Joyous. I don't know if Lee's right, but, you know, nothing's as good as Winx, but I think Very Elegant is probably, you know, Sunline's probably higher as well, but she's kind of in the biggest of conversations now, Very Elegant, isn't she?
Well, she's won a major and 8 Group 1s from 1400 to 24, so I think she's got to be remembered as one of the great mares, doesn't she?
Yeah, one of the most versatile. Yeah.